Rabbit. The orange light of the sun filtered through the curtains. Billie Jean tried to ignore it and force herself back into her dream world, but the day's duties crowded the dreams away. She yawned silently and began carefully sliding her arm out from under her sleeping toddler. She crossed the room to a twin bed and pulled the ragged handmade quilt up under the chin of her sleeping four-year-old son. In the kitchen, she made a pot of coffee and leaned against the sink while the coffee maker slurped and glumped a dark stream into the pot. The greasy calendar that hung above the stove said it was the 12th of August, her birthday. Today, she was legal, 21 years old. As she poured coffee into her cup, she heard the springs on the couch groan, and her husband, Mickey, entered the kitchen from the living room. He stood in the doorway and wiped sleep from his eyes. "You want a cup?" Billie Jean nodded at the pot. "No," Mickey shook his head. "I'm going to get in the bed. Weren't enough room for me when I come in from work last night. Lanny's teething, so I let her sleep with me. Don't wake her up," Billie Jean said to Mickey's back as he passed through the bedroom door. Mickey grinned in answer. Billie Jean felt a little hurt, but how could she expect Mickey to remember her birthday if she almost didn't herself? Working nights at the mill kept him so tired he couldn't remember the day of the week, much less the day of the month. Billie Jean topped off her cup of coffee and walked out into the backyard. This was her favorite time of day. The birds were singing and the world smelled fresh. The grass was wet and cold on her bare feet as she walked across the yard. She set her coffee cup on top of the wire chicken run and pulled a 5-gallon bucket and threw hands full of feed to the four hens in the coop. The hens clucked and fussed as they pecked at the food. "Y'all need to get busy. Only 2 eggs yesterday. I know it's hot, but you gotta earn your feed or else." Billie Jean let the threat dangle in the air, but the hens ignored it. Then she moved to the back of the hen house where the rabbit hutch was mounted on the wall. The rabbits scurried to meet her, each wanting to get to the feed pan first. With a grunt, Billie Jean hefted another 5-gallon bucket from the top of the hutch and filled the scoop with rabbit feed. Maneuvering around the 10 squirming rabbits, she poured the pellets into the feed pan. The rabbits ignored her and began shouldering against each other to eat. Billie Jean stroked the fur of whichever rabbit moved into her touch. She'd loved the feel of rabbit fur since she was a little girl, and her daddy had given her a white and black spotted one for Easter. That was when she could have an animal just to pet on. Billie Jean continued to stroke the soft fur of the rabbits, cupping her fingers around their sides and filling their fat bellies. She missed being a kid and getting presents. Maybe her mama would stop by today and bring her something for her birthday. She sure hoped it'd be a pair of shoes. She could use them. Her fingers found a haunch that seemed to be fatter than the others. Quickly, she clamped her hand down and grabbed the rabbit by the back of its neck and pulled it out of the hutch, closing the door behind her. The rabbit kicked and squirmed futilely against her hand. She pulled it close to her chest. She could feel its heart thumping wildly. "Don't be scared, little rabbit." She rubbed her cheek against the white fur. What would it feel like to be covered in something so soft? Billie Jean grabbed the rabbit's scruff with her left hand and hefted it a few times. "Yeah, you sure are getting fat." The rabbit struggled against her. Its long back feet searched the air for something solid. It squirmed and twisted until its sharp claws raked against Billie Jean's hand, leaving 2 red trails. She tightened her grip on the frantic rabbit and watched as bright drops of blood oozed from the twin lines. "You getting loose wouldn't do either one of us any good." She walked to the far side of the rabbit hutch and stood on a large fat rock. Moving quickly, she grasped both of the rabbit's back feet in her right hand. She began to swing it in an arc back and forth. With each arc, the rabbit seemed lighter, and droplets of blood splashed from Billie Jean's hand onto the rock. Each swing gained speed. The rabbit's struggle slowed and stopped with the movement. It became weightless, limp white blur in her hand. When the momentum was right, Billie Jean knew she couldn't get any more force from her swing. Whack. She connected the rabbit's skull with the rock. The impact traveled up her arm and left a shudder in her brain. Billie Jean laid the rabbit's body down on the rock and squatted beside it. The rabbit twitched, and a trickle of blood ran out of its big ear and stained the white fur. She watched as death clouded the black eyes. "I'm sorry," she whispered to the dying rabbit. "I don't like killing things. I never wanted to hurt you." A tear ran slowly down Billie Jean's cheek, and she angrily brushed it away. "But it's like this," she said, her voice becoming hard. "My kids wouldn't have anything for breakfast except some biscuits and water gravy." The rabbit stopped twitching, and Billie Jean rubbed its fur once again. "That ain't enough for growing babies. They need meat." She pulled a sharp knife from her shorts pocket. "I'm sorry, but the good Lord not only give you soft fur, but he made you out of meat." Billie Jean stuck the tip of the knife blade into the soft skin between the rabbit's hind legs and cut through the skin to the breastbone. Later that morning, she watched as her babies smacked their lips and ate tender fried rabbit. She smiled at them and took another bite of her biscuit with water gravy.